That's our rain time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. With another weekend almost here, I suppose most of you folks have planned a lot of fun and relaxation. You may be taking a little weekend trip, or you might even be one of the lucky ones starting out on a two-week vacation. Well, wherever you go, whatever you do, be sure to take your old friend Alka-Seltzer with you. Traveling usually means fatigue, irregular meals, and late hours. So it makes you more susceptible to such discomforts as an occasional headache or acid indigestion. And if you're going to be exercising, playing some golf, for instance, it might mean an unpleasant aftermath of sore, aching muscles. So be sure you have Alka-Seltzer with you before you start out. Now, you might want Alka-Seltzer's comfort late at night when you're far from a drugstore or when you're on a train. You'll be glad then that you remembered the Alka-Seltzer. Better buy an extra package from your druggist today. Tuck it in your suitcase or car, then you're ready with comfort wherever you are. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's efforts to dispose of his property met with a little better success yesterday when he traded his home and 80 acres of land to Squire Skimp for a worthless piece of property near the county seat. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire in the Jot 'em Down store completing the deal. Listen.
Well, there you are, Abner. That completes the transaction. Everything signed and sealed.
Well, good, Squire.
And I'm much obliged to you, too, Abner.
Well, I know that I'm much obliged to you.
Yeah, well, we'll see you later, Squire.
Well, so long, Mom.
So long. Well, Abner, you ought to feel pretty good. You made a big step forwards there and you won broke.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, what's the matter? You don't sound very happy over this.
Oh, I'm happy enough. It's just that...
Just at what?
Well, maybe I made a mistake in selling my place too quick, Mom. Now, I don't know where I'm going to live till September the 1st.
That's right, ain't it? I never thought about that.
Well, me and Elizabeth's going to be a couple of homeless waifs.
Well, of course, that's what you've got to be in order to get that $100,000 in here from Mr. Donnelly. Don't forget, you have to be broke by September the 1st or you don't get a cent.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't want to go broke too quick.
Well, maybe you did trade your place off too fast. I don't know.
Of course, on the other hand, I just hate to pass up that deal that Squire was offering. It's just too good to turn down.
Yeah, I don't believe you could have got a worse skin in no place.
No, it was just what I was looking for, all right. That property he traded me for my place ain't worth 2 cents.
Of course not. That land ain't worth nothing, and the building's going to fall down any minute.
Yeah, and even if it was any good, it's too far out from the county seat for anybody to ever want it.
Yeah, you've done good there, all right. Keep that up, and you'll go broke long before September the 1st.
Yeah, but where am I going to live in the meantime?
Well, Squire ain't kicked you out of your place yet, has he?
Well, no, but he soon will, I reckon.
Well, the papers have to go through escrow and all that. That always takes time.
Does, huh?
Oh, yeah. You've got a couple of weeks or so before you have to move anyway.
Well, good.
I think.
Huh?
Of course, maybe Squire works faster than that. I don't know.
Well, no matter how he works from, sooner or later, I've got to find me a place to live in.
Well, what does Elizabeth say? Has she got any ideas on the subject?
Well, to be right honest, I ain't broke the news to her yet.
You ain't?
No, I know it's just going to be like pulling teeth to drag her off of that place. She loves every square foot of it. I don't believe she'd ever be happy on any other ground but that.
Well, she has got the place fixed up nice there.
Oh,
with
she
the
has.
Best swept front yard in the county.
Yeah. We've
got the flower beds and the front walk all outlined with snuff bottles. It's
oh,
pretty.
It's pretty. It's pretty. There's no doubt about it. It's pretty.
Yeah, well, after you get all that money, maybe she won't have to plow no more.
Oh, no, now, Mom, I wouldn't ask her to give that up. But I tell you what I am aiming on doing. I'm going to buy her a regular tractor with a real motors in it, too.
Well, she'll sure appreciate that, I know.
But even so, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to pull her away from that place we got over there now. She just loves it.
Well, after you get your inherit, well, maybe you can buy the place back from Squire.
Yeah, no, because I never thought of that.
Of course, he'll more than likely charge you 2 prices for it, but by then you can afford it.
Yeah, I'll be rich all right. There's no two ways
yeah,
about that.
Ben Withers.
Hello.
Oh, morning, Ben. What's that big bundle you're toting there?
Why, Abner, I understand you traded off your home and now you don't have any place to live.
Where'd you hear that?
I received that information from a friendly chap with Squire Skimp.
Oh?
He said he didn't quite understand your point of view in the transaction, but he was always glad to get that kind of business.
Well, leastways, he's honest about it.
Fine.
Well, what I want to know is what you've got in that big bundle there, Ben.
How's that, Lum?
I said, what in the world have you got?
Abner, do you see this bundle here?
Yeah.
This is the answer to your problem.
What problem?
Fine. This, Abner, is a two-man pup tent.
Pup tent?
Takes two men to put it up. However, in your case, I think you and Elizabeth could handle it all right.
Well, what would we want with a pup tent? We ain't got a pup on the place. Only dog we got's old Blue, and he's 17 years old. Besides, he's used to sleeping most any place.
Well, I mean that you and Mrs. Peabody can sleep in the tent.
With old Blue? He's never can.
Look, Abner, a pup tent don't mean that it's for dogs. It's for humans.
Oh.
And Ben bring this over because he heard you wasn't going to have no place to live.
Oh, well, I'm sure much obliged to you, Ben. Thank you.
You're entirely welcome, Abner. You can have it for nothing.
Well, thank you, but I'd be glad to pay you for it. See, I'm trying to get shut of my money and everything.
No, I wouldn't think of taking a cent for it. You take the tent, Abner, and I hope it'll tide you over until you're able to get another house.
Well, that's mighty thoughty of you, Ben.
You know how to put it up, don't you?
Oh, I reckon so.
There's nothing to it. It's very simple.
Yeah, well, I can get it up all right. Or Elizabeth can. She's handy with such as that.
I'd be glad to show you how it works.
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary, Ben.
Well, it really isn't. There's just a couple little things about it that are a little tricky right at first, but you soon get on to them.
Oh, sure. I won't have no trouble with it at all.
Now, for example, you take one of the main poles here. Well, where are those poles? I'm sure they're wrapped up in here someplace. I haven't looked at this contraption for years.
Well, Ben, I sort of wish you wouldn't spread it out here in the store. Just look at them lush there. You're kind of getting dust all over everything.
Fine. Well, here we are. Here's the pole.
Greenies, dust.
Doggy, where have you been keeping that thing, Ben?
That is very dusty, isn't it? Now, look closely, Abner. Get this. Now, these are the poles, the tent poles.
Yeah, I can see that.
These poles support the tent. Have you got that?
Oh, well, I know all that, Ben.
Now, we take them and fasten them together roughly.
Ben, I wish you wouldn't try to put that up in here.
Well, now, that's peculiar. We don't seem to fasten.
Yeah, maybe you got the wrong end there, Ben. Try this other end here. See how that works.
Well, that might be a possibility, Abner. We'll try that.
Now, look, fellas.
Does that work any better, Ben?
Not a whole lot. But I think it'll do.
Hmm.
Now, let's put the other one up, even though it is long.
Yeah, all right, all right.
This is one of the tricky parts of it, Abner.
Look, this ain't no camping grounds in here. I wish you'd get that thing out of here.
Now, Lum, let him show me how to get it over there.
Now, this is one of the tricky parts, but you want to be sure to get it right.
Yeah.
There now. Now we're ready to throw the canvas over the horizontal pole. Grab hold of that, Abner.
Now, wait a minute, fellas.
Here goes. How many loops?
Yeah, Logan, that's heavy. Thinking how much that... Hey, Ben. Hey, where are you, Ben? Can you see him, Lum?
No, he was here just a minute ago.
Hey, Ben, where are you? Get me out of here, I'm going
to take these rocks up in the canvas there.
Oh,
somehow.
My goodness. All right. Well, here, don't fight it, Ben. We'll get you out. Now, take it easy.
Take it easy yourself, Ben. You're the one that's fighting.
Well, he's liable to smother Kate in there.
Go.
Now, I'll get you, Ben.
Wait a minute, Emmer. It looks to me like if we take this end of the tent here and fling it over
the door. The only way to do it. Hey, Lum. Why are you Doggies now, he's lost too.
Oh,
I'll get you out, fellas. Don't worry, I'll get you out, fellas. Take it easy.
Hey, what in the world's going on here anyway? You lost a couple of your spokes?
No.
And they're talking to yourself.
Well, howdy, Grandpap. I lost a couple of my friends.
Huh?
Lum and Ben are summers under this canvas here.
Well, what in the world are they doing under there? Has everybody around here flipped their spelling legged wigs?
Well, don't ask no questions. Just help me get them out. Come on, now, you grab that in there. Wait a minute. There's Lum out.
Granny, that's hot under there.
Did you see Ben?
Oh, my son.
Oh, there he is. I've seen a sign of him down there.
What happened? Oh, hello there, Mulford.
Hello, Ben.
What's new?
Not a thing.
Wait. I was just showing Abner here how to put up this tent.
Yeah, me and Elizabeth will never go through that. We won't have nobody to get us out.
Do you think that you understand it now, Abner?
Well, I believe I'll just wait with the tent, man. Maybe me and Elizabeth can find some other place to live in for a while. We don't get along too good, and that's to get closed up in there with her. She's whoopsie.
Yeah, well, you're sure going to have to look for a place, too, because you can't move on to that property you got from Squire.
Oh, I know that. I never aimed on moving into that ramshackly place.
The two-man pup tent may not be large, but it's humble.
Well, Emmy, you could move in that ramshackle place if you wanted to.
Why couldn't I?
Well, I've got some bad news for you.
Fine. What is it, Grandpap?
Well, you better sit down. I don't think you can take this standing up.
Just tell me what it is, Grandpap.
Yes, sir. I just hate to tell you, Abner. After the skinning squire gave you on that property, it's just a low-down, dirty shame this had to happen right on top of it.
For the land sakes, quit flapping your jaws, Grandpap, and tell me what happened.
Well, Abner, old boy, the pigeon-toed place burnt down.
Burned down?
Every stick of it. The house and the barn both.
Well, hooray, hooray for me.
Didn't you hear what I said? I said the place you got from Squire burnt down.
I'll hear you. I know that I'm sure getting lucky.
It appeared the shock would be too much for him.
Well, now, wait just a minute here. I don't believe I quite follow this. Doesn't sound highly logical to me.
Well, it ain't, Ben, so don't try to figure it out. And Abner, before you go getting too hilarious over this, let me remind you of one little thing.
Oh, what a lucky break.
Yeah, but there's a little matter of insurance on that place.
Huh?
Squire had you pay the fire insurance on it, so you've just made yourself $1,500.
Is a problem. How is Abner ever going to go broke if he keeps on making money?